You're listening to BHT Radio with Rupert Bell.
And welcome along to BHT Radio. I'm Rupert Bell. As we take a look at this year's Defender Burley Horse Trials and hear from some of the big names who are taking part in what promises to be 4 days of outstanding competition. The quality of this year's field is second to none, and I know many people just so excited about what could unfold over the next 4 days, with the dressage on Thursday and Friday, of course the cross country on Saturday, and then the show jumping on Sunday. This could, I'm sure, be a magical week. And alongside me we have Ginny Howe, who is of course an event rider of some note in her own right, and alongside me hungry like the wolf to bring us his expert assessment, Ben Way. And first up, before we hear from, we're going to hear from Oliver Townend, last year's winner, and two of our gold medal winning team in a few moments. But first up, let's just take a look at, when you look at field, having seen the trot up, sadly Tom Crisp failed with his horse Liberty and Glory, so disappointing for Tom. But when you look now, I think 66 combinations will be coming for Ginny. It feels like we could be in for a really special year.
It's going to be a very special Burley indeed. I mean, the standard that we have here, the previous winners, 7 5-star winning horses and combinations, I mean, world champion, FEI world number one. I mean, you name it, they're all here at Burley. It's going to be super exciting.
And looking as event riders yourself, looking in, do you still get a free something when you're looking in? Well, I do this week in, week out. But when you see this and what Burley offers, Ben, you see it as a really exciting challenge, and just you're just an enthusiastic fan, as it were.
Oh, definitely. I mean, these majors, these five stars, you know, these championships, they are incredible. And it's, you know, the work goes into getting here is one thing, and actually being here, and you know, it's the absolute pinnacle of our sport.
Okay, well, let's first up, Oliver Townend. Obviously, wasn't part of the gold medal winning team, but he's still having a fabulous year, and he's bringing his Kentucky winner here. Before we get our thoughts on Oliver's chances, let's hear from him, and he spoke to me earlier today. Well, Oliver, lovely to see you back here again. How excited with your Kentucky winner? Must be feeling reasonably optimistic of a good week.
You'd hope so. Coolie Rosalind's in great form. She's still young to be here, but she's good enough, and she's proven that in Kentucky and also in Maryland last year. So, yeah, very excited.
Does this feel like a step up?
Probably. Burley's the biggest five-star in the world, terrain-wise, as much as anything. But at the same time, she's, you know, her mother won a Scottish Midlands Grand National, so she's got the blood. She's jumped the jumps before, so just let's hope everything goes her way. But I don't think you can step up from Kentucky, but in terms of the terrain, it's definitely more of a test.
And for you, obviously, great memories of this place. It does. It's got so much history, isn't it?
Yeah, it's magical. I grew up here watching this event. My dad rode here in 1984, so Burley's always been in my mind. And for me, this is the top of the sport. It doesn't get any bigger than Burley in terms of the crowd, the atmosphere, and this is the one that all the riders want to win. So it's a very special place, and yeah, got good memories.
So family memories, but in terms of the horse, you know what it's like to win. You feel you've got one that is right up there, given the way the horse's career is progressing.
Oh look, she's good enough to win it without any shadow of a doubt. Whether it'll be this year, who knows? And I'm not the only one sat on a horse that's good enough to win Burley. You know, you're against top flight competition, top riders and incredible horses, some of which have got more experience, but we'll throw a hat into the ring and try our best.
You never shirk competition, so enjoy the week.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you. Oliver Townend, looking ahead to his Burley horse trials, what do you make of his chances? And you know, we know he's, is there a harder, tougher competitor out there who would want to continue to prove a point?
He's always the professional, and he is always the ultimate competitor. He is so competitive, and he's going to be out here to win it. he's going to be giving it us all.
How good do you think, he talks about still a young horse, but going over to Kentucky, that takes some winning.
I mean, he really rates this mare. She's out of a blood mare. She's got a lot of blood, but you know, if you want to be competitive and quick round Burley, you've got to have it. Got the gallop. She's got everything. I think Ollie's got real point to prove this week.
Well, so that's Oliver Town then. Lots of eyes will be on him. But inevitably, I am sure there are going to be many eyes on Roz Kanter. What a moment it was for her in Paris to be part of that gold medal winning team. She's got two horses running, but she brings Lordship's Graffalo, who was part of that gold medal winning team. And again, I caught up with her before the event. Well, Roz, lovely to see you here. Fresh from obviously what happened in Paris with the same horse as well. So presumably very excited for the weekend.
Absolutely. Excited, but equally, you know, game face is on. I'm here to do a job and that's try and do as best as I can. So, yeah, I'm very excited to have Lordship's Graffalo here. He's never had the opportunity to compete at Burley because he's often been doing, you know, duties for the British team. So, yeah, I think he'll absolutely love galloping around here.
Was it an easy decision to come with the horse after Paris? Because that was, about a month ago?
Yeah, yes, it was really. I mean, he guided us. We always knew that it was, you know, possibly on the cards. It wasn't something that we just randomly decided to do it. You know, we had it in line over the summer and we knew that if he came out of Paris well, it might be a nice realistic target for him because he'd had a quiet spring, you know, to be safe for Paris. So, yeah, it was always going to be part of the plan if Walter came out feeling good.
Have you been able to reflect on the achievements or has it all just been a whirlwind?
It's been quite a whirlwind, yeah. I haven't sat down and really taken stock quite yet, but no, we've had some, you know, fantastic experiences that come off the back of the gold medal already and lots of things to enjoy and fond memories to look back on.
Well, we're standing in front of Burley House. The old Versailles place was wasn't a shabby venue, was it?
Absolutely not. No, it was a most incredible venue and, you know, not just the, you know, the palace and everything else, but the people and the crowds that were there, you know, the support that every single rider had was absolutely fantastic.
Well, I'm sure you'll get plenty of support this week. I think it's photograph time now. Thank you. Yes, spoke to her at the riders' briefing and they did and do now have a lovely photograph where they get all the riders together in front of the house. A sort of a memory for anyone who gets there to see, have a photograph like that. Ginny, you were there with me. But to hear Roz, there's a smile, there's a spring in her diminutive step.
There really is, and she's so humble with it. Like, I just love listening to her talk about the horses and how passionate she is about it. And don't get me wrong, every event rider is very passionate about this sport, but Roz, just there's just something else.
It's the inner fire about Roz that has always struck me, because she seems very personal, very relaxed, but actually put her on a horse, she turns into this ultimate competitor.
She does. But there is, and again, I think I was listening to Eck Ratings podcast on the way here, and Sam made a very good point. Roz is, you know, her temperament is incredible. You know, I think she is probably the best person we've seen about compartmentalising what she does. And actually, Sam made a very good point, and he said, knowing Roz, she could walk away from the sport tomorrow, and, you know, she could, other event riders couldn't. She's very, very professional in what she does, but, you know, Roz has got, you know, she'll go and be a mum one day and completely forget about eventing. And she could walk away from the sport tomorrow. And actually, that's where the rest of us sometimes, oh, you know, they live for eventing and the fire you have. Yes. But actually, Roz has got a very different mentality to most other event riders. And that's what makes it good. But she's actually very different.
But actually, I think that sounds fascinating in many ways because she can cut off. And, you know, horse sport is all-consuming, because not only, as we've mentioned many times, you're thinking about this, but then you're probably thinking about the 50 other horses you may have, or however many horses that you've got to worry about. Mm. It is all-consuming, and that maybe she's able to do that with the team she has around her and the advantage that she's got to that, but I like the idea that she can just switch off.
Yeah, no, I do too. I wish we could all do that.
Because I think there'll be, you know, some people, you know, trying to sort of play on the fact that she'll be coming here with a point to prove from Paris, you know, that 15 penalties that was very contentious at the time. And actually, I don't think it will at all. Roz will just be here, do the best with the horse she can for the week, and that's fine.
Well, they still came away with a gold medal. Didn't matter. But obviously, it was a moment during the Olympics where it got people exercised about what was going on. But fair play. And we wish her well with her two horses, part of that gold medal winning team. And again, he's now the world number one. He's Tom McEwen, and Ginny spoke to him at the riders' briefing.
Well, Tom, you've certainly had a fantastic season, haven't you? And now you're here at Burley, fresh back from Paris. Tell me about the experience.
Yeah, super excited. First of all, super excited to be back at Burley. Like, considering now I'm getting a bit older, I haven't had so many chances to have a run around here, and it is just the most incredible place. It's got the best vibe. Not that we've walked the course, but it's stunning, and the backdrop's amazing. But they couldn't do more for us. But yeah, coming off what's been an incredible year, I've been super lucky. So long may it continue, really.
And you have a fantastic ride, a very special mare.
Yeah, Eliza, she's been around once before 2 years ago, so I think sometimes experience around here definitely helps. So yeah, she's awesome. She's great cross country. Her dressage is forever improving, so yeah, fingers crossed she can really pull out the bag.
Well, the very best of luck and go and enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Tom McEwen there talking to Ginny. An amazing run he's enjoying at the moment. What chance Kaliza just to sort of cap a great year?
I mean, as Tom said, her dressage is ever improving. She's an incredible cross-country horse. She's a very good jumper on the last day. You know, he could be there in our top three.
We talked about Roz in this preview of this year's Defender Burley Horse Trials, having that ability to sort of put things to one side every so often. Tom is incredibly laid back, it seems. Is that why he's so good? Because he doesn't allow things to worry him, or you know, it's not straightforward, though, is it?
No, he does come across very, very relaxed. Actually, his style of riding is so sort of soft, and with the horse, it makes him look even more relaxed, I think. But actually, behind the scenes, I think Tom is, you know, there's probably more going on behind the scenes there than he probably lets on.
Well, he hides. It's a good mask. Well, whatever, it's working for him. So now, as we come to the end of this preview, it's going to be, hopefully the weather's going to be kind. The crowds will flock in. They'll be shopping to their heart's content. They'll be admiring the quality of the horse riding over these 4 days. Who is winning? I'll start with you, Ginny.
Oh, Ben and I were discussing this, and I was trying to go for someone different, but I think the obvious answer is Roz Canter and Lordship's Graffalo.
And Ben?
Yeah, I think Roz is, you know, Lordship's Graffalo has an amazing chance. I mean, Izalot DHI, if he behaves himself out on the cross-country course, you know, he is capable of putting in a smarter test than Graffalo, and he's a great jumper. He's third on the win chance at the moment with 12%. You know, he could.
This is the Equi ratings, yeah. Because they put Lordship's Graffalo at the top of the pops, haven't they?
25% win chance, which is nearly unheard of at a Burley, so very, very impressive. So, yeah, look, he's the obvious one. Roz's other horse could go really well, and I think Oliver's got him with a real shout.
And just a sort of combination, not necessarily winning, but one that we might just say, keep an eye out. I know you've singled out a couple of riders who have bright futures, but is anyone that you think you just might, well, top 15, I don't know, just someone who might, not say exceed expectations, but show what they're about?
I think Tom Jackson will come up there. And
you can't give that as an outside call.
Yes,
no, sorry, you've got to speak into the microphone.
It's a terrible outside call you're going to come from with, you know, a horse that's been selected in the Olympics.
No, you know, it's a serious form.
I just don't know.
What about one of the first timers? Anyone? Americans?
Jesse Campbell.
Jesse Campbell.
Could come out. Yeah. He could be very, very professional. Could come out, put a really good solid score in. Max Warburton again. Mm. You know, he could be a very, very good cross country rider. Some of those riders who actually, you know, Lizzie Boff again, you know, huge experience. He's the first timers coming here, but they've got a lot of mileage under their belts.
So you've been putting your place.
I really have been, but yes, but like, I don't think he'll be there. Top three after the dressage, but after the cross country, I think he's going to be quick and clear.
She's trying to dig herself out. Trying to come with the wild card.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, we will all be wishing Jesse Campbell the very best of luck, as we know what happened earlier in the year. But we will be back. Ginny will be out roving around and talking to everybody. Obviously, after her tips, Ben's dismissed that. Yeah. And so you can't. What do you know about the sport? It was almost contemptuous with the way you dismissed Ginny's thoughts of selecting Tom Jackson. But I know that's what you'll be doing. You're looking forward to that. But of course, we will be still tapping into your knowledge about the sport. Ben will be in your usual position in the mix zone. Looking forward to that?
Yeah, looking forward to that. It's the first couple of days. But after the second day of dressage, you know, having to ask the same questions over and over, but the riders are good, and they keep coming back to us and keep giving us insight, so it's good.
Well, part of the dressage team will be Bobby Haler-Wright. It's Last time, you may have been hearing her at the Olympics when she was in front of Versailles, but at least this time she's not sitting out in the open air getting absolutely sunburnt. She will be in our commentary position alongside Richard Davison for day one. So we're really looking forward to that. So I think we kick off with Tim Price might be amongst the first ones to go in tomorrow. So I think. Maybe not. Okay, well, we'll find out the order. All will be revealed when we're on air at 8:30 on Thursday morning, when we will be bringing you the first day dressage. As I say, Ben, thank you very much. Ginny, have a calm and sensible night preparing. Bobby is also going to be with us as well, but we will be live from 8:30. Hope you can join us throughout the 4 days of what should be a brilliant Defender Burley Horse Trials, and we'll be bringing you it here on BHT Radio.